Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Her premonition of doom and how it saved her life.
She had one of those feelings, telling her to stay home that day.
Look what happened. A garbage truck slammed into her booth.
I had a really bad gut feeling that something bad was going to happen.
Plus, house fire hero.
Come on, buddy, get out!
He won't leave until he pulls his neighbor out.
Oh, my God!
And uproar over Caitlin Clark's starting salary.
For somebody who is now the face of women's basketball, it seemed kind of ridiculous.
Even the president is outraged. Then, will Trump risk arrest for Barron?
Could the judge throw Donald Trump behind bars for attending his son's high school graduation?
And why does he keep dozing off in court?
This is a situation where an adult should be able to stay awake, and he couldn't.
And how she survived.
The woman who escaped being shot by a lawyer in a nasty custody battle.
That's a gun pointing across the table.
Did you think you were going to die?
Then, a mother's desperate plea.
Somebody just grabbed her and took her.
She's made a TV commercial to search for her daughter's killer.
Nobody's safe until he's caught.
And coaster wars. The race to build the biggest and baddest roller coaster in America. Now, Inside Edition with Debra Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly, and today for Deborah. She works as a toll collector on a busy highway, but she was jolted awake with a bad feeling in her gut, so she called out sick. Just hours later, she got the news. A truck had crashed into her toll booth. She spoke with Stephen Fabian about her potentially life-saving premonition.
It's a crash at a highway toll plaza. A garbage truck plowed straight into a toll booth, and there was a toll taker inside. The accident scene is chilling for 26-year-old toll booth cashier Jessica Daly because she was supposed to be there.
That is the booth I'm usually in.
Now, most people at some time or another have had a gut feeling, a little voice that sounds an alarm. And a lot of the times we just shrug it off. But Jessica, who works at the Garden State Parkway on the Jersey Shore, says she had one of those feelings, telling her to stay home that day.
You never call out from work.
Right.
Why did you call out that day?
So I woke up around 2 a.m. I had a really bad gut feeling that something bad was going to happen. It was so strong that I didn't want to ignore it.
And then lo and behold, what, just a couple hours later?
So it would have been an hour after my shift start that happened.
The toll booth was wiped out by the garbage truck, and both the driver and the cashier inside were injured. Jessica's supervisor called with the news.
I dropped to my knees. I started praying, and I was just like praying for everybody involved and like thanking God that I, stayed home.
Unbelievable.
It's like an episode of The Twilight Zone. There's no rational explanation for the premonition that saved Jessica. Her mom says it was a higher power, you know, keeping her daughter safe.
She goes, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had this sick feeling and telling me not to go to work, that something bad was going to happen. When the pictures and the videos start to come in, it really took me back because it's such a devastating scene. I love you so much and I'm so happy that you're okay.
The driver of the garbage truck has not been charged, but police tell us he is being investigated for DUI. Last week, we told you about the shooting inside a law office in Las Vegas during a tense custody battle. This couple was killed by the shooter who then turned the gun on himself. Now we are hearing from a woman who was just inches away from the gunman but survived. She spoke with Megan Alexander.
This woman survived the terrifying shooting inside a Las Vegas law office and is speaking out to Inside Edition about the horror that unfolded 9 days ago.
How shocked were you when you saw a gun?
I would never think that a gun would be in a deposition. It was utterly shocking.
Attorney Lisa Rasmussen says she was just inches away from fellow lawyer Joe Houston when he opened fire, killing his former daughter-in-law and her new husband.
I saw a barrel just next to me, right to my right, and a sleeve. And I still wasn't connecting like that was the barrel of a gun. And then Joe stood up and was pointing across the table with the gun. And then at that moment, I realized what was happening here. That's a gun.
Lisa, in that moment, you must have been terrified. Did you think you were going to die?
Yes, there was simply nothing I could do other than run, and it was terrifying.
Ashley Prince and her new husband, Dennis Prince, were shot dead. The shooter was Ashley's former father-in-law, who was representing his son, Ashley's ex-husband, in a bitter custody dispute. The 911 call from the shooting has just been released.
We're in the office. I just heard, oh my God, there's more. Please hurry.
Do you see anybody injured right now?
Yes, my boss is thinking he's dead.
Ashley's heartbroken family says her ex-husband, Dylan Houston, has alcohol and drug abuse problems and would send a daily barrage of threatening text messages to Ashley.
Dylan texted Ashley, prepare for a future on your knees. And I will chisel you down to a weaker and worthless sack of bones.
In a statement, Dylan Houston's family tells Inside Edition they're refraining from rebuttals and public accusations, adding that Dylan is a dedicated father, singularly committed to the welfare of his children.
The shooter was suffering from stage 4 brain cancer and reportedly knew he was going to die soon. Ashley's sister now has custody of her two children. Now, heart-stopping video as a Good Samaritan goes above and beyond to help a neighbor trapped in a burning home.
There's people on the roof.
A cloud of black smoke is raging, and a man is trapped inside the house. As precious seconds tick by, a hero neighbor climbs to the roof in a desperate struggle to rescue the man dangling from the attic window. Stunned passerbys watch helplessly.
Come on, come on! Come on, buddy, get out!
It happened in Minersville, Pennsylvania. Watch as the Good Samaritan frantically pulls his neighbor's arm to free him.
Grab his pants!
Janine Huth shot the nail-biting video.
It was very, very scary. And I wanted to climb up the ladder myself.
Finally, the hero hauls the victim to safety as the crowd below breathes a huge sigh of relief. Firefighters arrive and climb a ladder to assist. The danger isn't over yet. A woman is also stranded, and she's stuck on the roof next door.
That lady needs to come down too. The lady's on the side.
Well, the woman was also rescued and treated for smoke inhalation. As for the guy pulled from the window, he is recovering in a burn unit. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial has laid down strict guidelines that the former president has to be in court every single day or be arrested. But Trump has requested to be excused on the day his son Barron graduates from high school. The judge is set to rule. So will Trump risk being put in cuffs to see Barron get his diploma?
Donald Trump's allies are urging him to defy the judge in his Stormy Daniels hush money trial and bolt to Florida for his son Barron's graduation.
Donald Trump should go to his son's graduation. If you're watching, President Trump, just go to the graduation.
Trump actually risks arrest if he skips the trial without permission.
I almost think Trump should call the judge's bluff. I think anybody can relate to wanting to go to your child's graduation.
Barron's graduation ceremony at a private school in West Palm Beach is Friday, May 17th, when testimony will be well underway. The judge has not yet ruled on Trump's request for leave, telling him it really depends on if we are on time and where we are in the trial. But Trump is lashing out anyway.
It looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard.
The former president stopped by a bodega in Harlem last night and was asked how he felt about the first seven jurors selected.
I'll let you know after the trial.
Trump was spotted apparently snoozing in court 2 days in a row, and the late night comics are having a field day.
Trump fell asleep during the proceedings. He took a little white power nap. But today,
he's very sleepy. Is it possible his lawyers are tranquilizing him to keep the outbursts at a minimum?
Trump responded to Kimmel in a late night rant, calling him stupid Jimmy Kimmel, a fool. But sleep experts say Trump's courtroom naps could be cause for concern.
This is a situation where an adult should be able to stay awake, and he couldn't. I suspect that what we saw in the courtroom to some extent has to do with sleep deprivation. He's simply not giving himself enough time to sleep.
How much sleep does Trump get? Judging by his Truth Social activity, about 6 hours. And that's on a good night. And was that wife Melania joining Trump in court? It sure looks like her, but it's actually Trump's personal assistant, Margo Martin, a dead ringer for the former first lady.
Jury selection resumes tomorrow with opening arguments coming as soon as Monday. It is video making jaws drop across the country. An elephant runs away from a circus and takes off through a busy intersection. Now we're seeing new video from this great and wild escape.
Hey, where do you think you're going? It's new surveillance tape of a circus elephant who escaped from a traveling circus in Butte, Montana. And close behind, his trainer trying to corral the beast. The elephant stops traffic as it roams around town. One local resident caught all the action on her cell phone.
Oh my God.
To see an elephant just walking down the street was just wild.
Only in Butte, a circus elephant got loose.
Here's Viola the elephant performing when she's not misbehaving. Viola made her great escape while she was being washed just outside the Butte Civic Center. A car backfired and spooked her, so off she went, past the casino, even making a pit stop in someone's yard. Brittany McGinnis shot the video, now being seen around the world.
You don't realize how big elephants are until you see them compared to other buildings and cars. So, you know, we were afraid that she was going to step on a car or, you know, come after a person, but she was just gallivanting around.
Viola's escape act didn't last long. She was captured and escorted back to the circus. After all, the show must go on.
There were no injuries reported, and Viola's handlers were able to corral her without having to call law enforcement. Commercials are usually made to sell products, but now one's been made to solve the murder of this 37-year-old mom who was killed while out jogging. Her mom appears in the 30-second commercial, and as Jim Murray reports, she hopes it will help crack the case.
This mom is trying a unique way of finding her daughter's killer. She's making a desperate plea in a commercial.
Rachel Morin was my daughter. She was a mother to 5 children. She's a sister.
Patty Morin appears in the 30-second commercial, tearfully asking for help in solving what happened to her 37-year-old daughter, Rachel, who disappeared last August while out for a jog. 24 hours later, she was found brutally murdered.
Somebody just grabbed her and took her.
Cops say the man in this video is their number one suspect.
If he's willing to kill a perfect stranger, he's willing to kill anybody. If you know this person, turn him in.
The search for Rachel's killer has exposed the apparent existence of a cross-country monster on the loose. Rachel's body was found along a popular jogging trail in Maryland, but authorities have linked her murder to a home invasion right here in Los Angeles. Cops say the shirtless man in this surveillance video attacked a young girl during the LA home invasion, which took place 5 months before Rachel was killed. His DNA matches a sample taken from Rachel's body.
Nobody is safe until he's caught. Nobody anywhere, because we don't know where he could be now. We don't know where he's going.
I spoke to Rachel's heartbroken family.
I've seen her children asking horrible questions that no child should ever ask, and I don't want to see any other child ask these same questions.
Someone knows this guy. You know, I know there's someone that recognizes this guy.
And her family hopes this commercial will help bring justice for Rachel.
Somebody just grabbed her and took her.
We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Next, uproar over Caitlin Clark's starting salary.
For somebody who is now the face of women's basketball, it seemed kind of ridiculous.
Even the president is outraged. And coaster wars. The race to build the biggest and baddest roller coaster in America. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Now, 2-2s as far as the eye can see.
3, 2, 1, go!
That's 353 ballerinas setting a new Guinness World Record for the most ballerinas to dance on point in one place for a full minute. That's 47 more ballerinas than the previous record. The dancers who performed at New York's iconic Plaza Hotel came from all over the world. Bravo! And that's WNBA star Caitlin Clark showing off her new jersey now that she's gone pro. She's helped elevate women's basketball, bringing in record ratings. But she still earns dramatically less than NBA male players. Now President Biden is weighing in, saying, pay the ladies what they deserve.
Caitlin Clark was greeted with cheers today as she made her first appearance with the Indiana Fever. She looked chic in a little black dress and high heels. But there's growing uproar over the basketball phenom's base salary. America's top female draft pick is making, get this, $76,535. That's a sharp contrast to what last year's number one NBA draft pick makes. Victor Wembanyama took home a jaw-dropping $12 million his rookie year. Today, even President Biden is weighing in. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve.
For somebody who is now the face of women's basketball, it seemed kind of ridiculous.
People who are talking about the contracts that these players are going to make, it's ideal to watch the games because these are based on TV contracts.
Caitlin Clark's first game with the Indiana Fever is May 14th, thanks to Clark. Ticket prices are in such demand, they have soared to record high prices. When we come back, who will win the roller coaster war?
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
There's a war going on in this country, and it's not over politics. It's about who can build the highest and fastest roller coaster.
These are definitely not your grandpa's roller coasters. Three massive coasters are making their debut this spring to lay claim to being called the biggest, baddest ride in the USA. The Wall Street Journal even terms it the roller coaster arms race. The Georgia Surfer at Six Flags in Austell, Georgia, launches riders up a 144-foot tower. Look at the track. It just comes to an end in mid-air. In Cedar Point, Ohio, the Top Thrill 2 will be the park's number one attraction.
A little nervous?
Yeah, a little nervous.
These guys got a test run on the 420-foot thrill ride that reaches speeds of 120 miles per hour. And in Dorney Park, Pennsylvania, we got the chance to experience the Iron Menace. It's Dorney Park's biggest ride in its 164-year history. The ride creeps up to 160 feet before pausing at the top for what seems like forever, before dropping riders at a crazy angle. Inside Edition producer Marissa Zayed gave the Iron Menace a try. She loves roller coasters.
I'm one of the first people to ride the Iron Menace. I have butterflies. This looks super steep, and I'm really nervous, but I'm excited.
But when is enough enough? Are the rides just too darn scary?
Say mom or dad doesn't want to ride with one of their teenagers or one of their kids, they can say, I'm going to sit on the sidelines. But they'll still get the full experience because they get to see the drop.
Of course, being scared to death is exactly the point.
I think I'm fine here on the ground, thank you. And coming up, a big surprise at work. Finally, she didn't see this coming.
This woman is in for a big birthday surprise. What could it be? That cardboard cutout is the dead giveaway. Her family is giving her an all-expense-paid cruise to the Bahamas. Bon voyage.
Pack your bags. See you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.